This is 88.5 NEPM. Looking ahead to November's election, Massachusetts lawmakers, ballot questions, and more. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Great to be speaking with you again.
Well, first, I can't believe that it's already fall football and pumpkin spice season and September.
Yeah.
Last week, most incumbent lawmakers in Massachusetts won their primary reelection bids. That includes Senator Adam Gomez of Springfield, who was endorsed by Governor Maura Healey. In the lead up to the primary, Secretary of State Bill Galvin expected about 15% of voters would turn out. So was this a usual primary? And what are we expected to take away from the results, Chris?
It was more or less usual. You know, there was no real interesting race at the top of the ticket other than the U.S. Senate Republican primary, unlike 4 years ago when was another presidential year and we had Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate driving a lot more turnout. 15%, that's a figure that's going to get blown out of the water come general election season. In presidential years, I want to say we've topped 70% turnout for the past 5 cycles. So expect a lot more voters to want to be heard in November.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear a lot from a relative newcomer to the state, John Deaton of Swansea, who won a 3-way Republican race for U.S. Senate and who will face incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. What were the early reactions to his win?
Republicans are feeling buoyed. They think that John Deaton is a good candidate to contrast with Elizabeth Warren. They think that she is vulnerable and that John Deaton is the right messenger to exploit those perceived weaknesses. But Deaton has some electoral weaknesses of his own. Already, Democrats are seizing on the fact that he moved to Massachusetts very recently from Rhode Island, describing him as a carpetbagger, and noting that he has a very strong background in the cryptocurrency world, which has some baggage attached to it.
With that primary now over, the campaigns for ballot questions appear to have stepped up their push for publicity. What are the ballot questions that residents will be hearing a lot about over the next 2 months?
Yeah, there are several questions that appear headed for really intense fights that are going to be blanketing the airwaves, namely the proposal to decouple MCAS test results from high school graduation requirements, the proposal to require businesses to pay higher wages to their tipped employees, and a proposal to let drivers for Uber and Lyft unionize. Those are the ones that I think are going to have the most heated fights that voters are going to be hearing about the most over the next 2 months.
And in addition, there's question 4, which deals with psychedelic substances, and question 1, which is the authority to audit the legislature by the state auditor. Final question, Chris. One state lawmaker who rather narrowly survived a primary challenge, Springfield State Rep Bud Williams, says his attention is now turning to the legislature and to pass an economic development bill before the end of this year. So how likely is that?
You know, it's about as likely as it was, what is it now, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, when we first started discussing the prospect of returning to formal session to pass an economic development bill. Top Democrats say they want to if they can reach a deal first. So we're still waiting.
That's Chris Lozinski, a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thanks.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.